7 out of 10 American Dental Association dentists agree they donate services to what they consider charity care. They estimate they give away an average of $10,000 of free service every year, whether to patients on the skids or to those unlucky enough to be without dental insurance coverage. So despite the number of adults and children still looking for reduced fee or free services, dentists already see themselves as charitable. Dr. Roger Wetzel and his wife Kristen own one of the few practices in Champaign County that accept Medicaid patients. And while they continue to take Medicaid patients, they say there are hassles beyond getting low reimbursements from the government.
You know, what were the circumstances that led them to need the Medicaid in the first place? I mean, do they have a phone? Can we contact them? Sometimes we have to call the next door neighbor to get the message to them. So yeah, there are some real problems in terms of availability and can we contact them or can't we?
I would say in the past month we have had so many cancels and fails in the hygiene department that we're about ready to tear our hair out, you know, because every day the schedule is being rewritten. It takes, frequently it will take as many as 5 phone calls to fill one vacancy, and it has to be done right then.
Dr. Barry Howell is a board member of the Illini District Dental Society. He says many doctors find there are problems with trying to run a profitable business and providing Medicaid and free dental care.
Dentistry is a profession that gives away, as a profession, the last number I saw was almost $1.8 billion a year in free dental work. And the thing is that we're not corporate entities. We're not all banded together underneath one big umbrella. These are all independent businessmen and all essentially no different than any other small business. You know, it has 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 employees, but they're doing their part to help out.
Despite these numbers, a study of counties in western Illinois shows many dentists are actually unwilling to donate their services. That's according to Dr. Paul McNamara, a dentist and University of Illinois professor who studies public health issues.
And what we learned was many of the dentists see no Medicaid patients at all, and many of the dentists see very few indigent patients or patients that couldn't afford to pay for their services. So, for instance, in 2000, for the dentists we surveyed, about 66% of the dentists said they saw no Medicaid patients. And that is similar to what we know about Champaign County, in that most dentists here see very few or no kids or other people with Medicaid insurance.
In fact, according to the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, our partner in the Smile Healthy series, only about 1 out of 3 dentists volunteer their services in the Champaign-Urbana area. With practicing dentists viewing themselves as already giving enough charity care, groups like the ADA have tried to appeal to the philanthropic side of newly graduating dentists. But there are problems with that line of attack as well. Take, for example, James Lozer, a senior dental student at the University of Chicago.
The significant debt coming out of dental school presents a problem. When faced with pro bono work or paying off $140,000 debt, the decision, of course, is to relieve yourself of that debt, the financial burden.
Later this month, the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers will attempt to find out exactly what it will take to get dentists to donate more time, services, and equipment. They're issuing a survey that will ask area dentists a number of specifics on participating in charity care. For Smile Healthy, I'm Allie Kaywall.